This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Jeremy, remember we had a conversation maybe a month or so ago when people were talking about they think Max Crosby could be on the move. And I said to you, if I'm the Las Vegas Raiders, there's no way I'm letting Max Crosby walk. I'm doing whatever I can do to keep that guy. Well, that's what the Raiders did yesterday. You can't let Crosby walk. You can't make it be about anything else. Is it about money? I don't care. I'll give you what you want. Whatever you want, we'll give it to you. And they made him the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. 3 years, $106.5 million extension. He is worth every penny of it.
That's what I was just getting ready to ask you. Because as we talked, what was it, yesterday or the day before, and we were talking about the top pass rushers in the league, and we had the Steeler fan call in and say, well, it's T.J. Watt after I said it's Myles Garrett. But like for a long time, it was T.J. Watt, Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons. And you always felt like Max Crosby, maybe because the Raiders weren't good, always kind of got left out as that fourth
guy.
No doubt about it.
I don't know if he's fourth.
I don't know if he's fourth.
I mean, that's the thing about it.
Look,
I don't think he can be in the conversation the number one or two. But
he could this year if he keeps excelling, man.
I would take Max Crosby over. The only guaranteed person I'm taking over Max Crosby is Garrett. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, T.J. Watt, I think. By hair, I take him over Crosby, but I'm definitely taking Crosby over Micah Parsons.
Yeah. I mean, I can't. I think all of them are special. I think we're splitting hairs when you say you like outside. I think Garrett is.
Garrett's the guy.
I think he's the best.
Mm-hmm.
But the other guys, I don't think they're that far off from, from having his. Like, they could easily have a season where you go, damn, he was better than Garrett this year, and that's impressive.
See, I think when it comes to Watt and Crosby, one is a hair better than the other, but I think both of them are clearly better than Micah Parsons.
Well,
Micah Parsons is great, but I think those three separate themselves a little bit from Parsons.
I think Crosby and T.J. Watt are the same player.
Okay.
I mean, I really do. And I know the size might be a little bit different when you look at things that go on, because I do think T.J. Watt's a complete player, but I also think Max Crosby's one of those guys that. Here we go with the combine stuff. He speaks well. He's got a high motor. The white dude has a high motor, and that motor does not stop, whether he's smoking black and milds on the sideline or not. He is an interesting guy. I don't know if you've seen his house, listen to some of the stories he tells. Like, you're looking at him going, he's weird, man.
He is weird.
But he's wired differently.
I don't care.
Yeah.
He's
weird. But when you say
he's getting
the quarterback.
$91.5 million gallons guaranteed, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's got to spend money on being weird.
Well, we're gonna start to see more and more of this because I think pass rushers are at a premium in this league.
Adam Schefter says while he's the highest paid non-quarterback right now, that he could be eclipsed multiple times this year. Do you think so?
Yeah, I do, because this is where the league's going, man.
You know who's gonna eclipse him?
I think Garrett could if he got an extension.
Garrett's gonna get traded and get extended and eclipse Crosby.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I don't know if there's anybody else that's due for an extension. That could be in that mold.
In Parsons?
Probably, but I don't know. I don't know when they plan on doing that. I have to look. Is he in his fifth year now?
I don't think so.
Okay, so either way, like as you start looking at those guys,
I think he's going to his fourth year.
But what Schefter said, I think it's a. It may not happen, but it's a very real possibility that that gets passed over a couple times.
No, he's going to his fifth year.
Yeah, so then he is the other one.
Jeez, he's been in the league 4 years already?
Damn, man, they got to. You got to pay his ass now because you're paying Dak Prescott $90 million this year.
Well, you know, they just restructured Dak.
Did they extend it?
They restructured it to save money under the cap, so whatever they did.
Okay, well, they were due to take a $90 million cap hit under Dak. But again, we talked about this. They're robbing Peter to pay Paul to kind of figure out Dak now. They're backloading that contract, and at some point, you got to pay that credit card bill.
The Cowboys have restructured Prescott's contract and created $36.6 million in cap space. The Cowboys converted $45.75 million of Prescott's base salary to a signing bonus, reducing his cap figure from $89.89 million to $53.29 million.
That's still bad, man. It's still a lot of money for that.
For that also restructured Lamb.
Okay, but the other thing is they lost Zach Martin now. I mean, you got to replace one of the best offensive linemen to ever play.
Yeah, but you're going to replace him cheap.
I get it. But again, Zach Martin, with Zach Martin coming off, that's the number they still had to kind of to get to. You'd have factored in like, well, he's got to be one of the highest paid players at his position. And then you start looking at Dak and CD. They've got their big names. They're doing all this just to try to keep Parsons. But what happens if Parsons is like, I don't want to be here anymore? Get
so you're saying, are you thinking the only thing that's going to eclipse his salary is a pass rusher, Crosby?
I think so, because look, when you look at what middle linebackers
because get, we're talking, for those of you who are going to tell us quarterbacks, we're talking non-quarterbacks. Like yesterday we talked non-Hall of Famers, and you messed that one up?
Yeah. Well, not me. They did.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You people. Oh, sorry. Rob, but when you're looking at the way everything is constituted in this league, especially with a team like the Cowboys and what they have to spend money on, it does make you wonder, like, how are they going to allocate money correctly to make this team better than it was last year? Was it just injuries last year? Does Dak coming back just improve them? Because I think a lot of things you have to look at, and the only
yes, it does, but does it improve them enough?
Yeah, especially when you had the Eagles win the Super Bowl and Washington take a huge step forward and maybe even leapfrog you. But here's the other part of it: when you ask about who could eclipse him, it would have to be a pass rusher, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It could be a potential cornerback, but it'd have to be the right situation.
See, I don't know
which guy. I mean, who is it?
I don't know a cornerback that's going to get that kind of loot.
And again, like. I don't think Kyle Hamilton would ever get something like that, even though, because of the position he plays, even though he's going to get way more money than anybody that played that position.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.